Hare Krishna. So what happens by premature renunciation? Now this is what is the topic that Krishna is going to discuss in this particular verse that we're going to see today. So let's see shloka number 4. Na karmanam anarambhan naishkarmyam purushoshnute Nacha sanyasanad eva siddhim samadigachati. So here, in the previous shloka, we saw that Krishna spoke about there are two categories of people. Jnana yogis, karma yogis and buddhi yogis. That's what he talked about. And here, now, he's talking about that what if a person thinks, okay, let me renounce just like that and I'll attain perfection. So is that possible or not? The answer is given in this particular shloka. He says, na karmanam anarambhan. So na karmanam, not merely abstaining from work, anarambham, abstaining from work. What happens? Naishkarmyam purusho ashnute, purusha ashnute. That is, it's not that one can achieve the freedom from reaction just by abstaining from work. First point. Second, nacha sanyasanad eva, nor by renunciation alone can siddhim samadigachati, one can attain perfection. So, in the previous shloka, I tried my best to explain the yoga ladder. So, in scriptures, we have got some prescribed duties. What do you mean by prescribed duties? Prescribed duties means that there are four classes of men. That is, four varnas. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Now, based on these four classes, now by the way, it is not caste system. This is based on the nature of the person. Nature and the work of the person. So, depending on the nature and the work of the person, these four categories are naturally manifesting in the society. Obviously, with the degradation of one's own intelligence, now it manifested into caste system, but these are natural setup that Krishna has given. So, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, all of them, they have got some prescribed duties given in the scriptures. And now these prescribed duties are very, very important. Why? The heart is contaminated. And to purify the heart, these prescribed duties are given. And these prescribed duties should be performed very nicely. And that is Nishkama Karma Yoga, where the person is performing the duties, but he is not attached to the results. So when this is done properly, what happens? The heart gets purified and person attains Jnana or Jnana. So in this stage of Jnana, the person realizes the difference between the body and soul. So this stage he will reach. Yes. But now here the thing is, what if I don't work? What if I don't do prescribed duties? What will happen? That is the answer that Krishna is giving very, very wonderfully. You know, he is giving this. Prabhupada says that the renounced order of life can be accepted when one has been purified by the discharge of prescribed form of duties. So only when one is completely purified, then completely purified by work, that person can give up the work. That person can renounce. That person can renounce. Otherwise, he cannot. And the next thing that is told here is that such duties or such prescribed duties are laid down just to purify the hearts of materialistic men. Because the hearts of people in general is contaminated, always attached to the results, always thinking oneself to the proprietor of everything that exists around. That's contamination. And that has to be purified. For that, prescribed duties are given. And the next thing that Prabhupada is talking about is, so there are some fools, some stupids who talk about this. According to the empirical philosophers, simply by adopting sannyas or retiring from fruitive activities, one at once becomes as good as Narayan. So this is bogus. They're like Mayavadis. No, they say this. That just by taking sannyas, I'll become Narayan. In fact, they address each other after sannyas as Namo Narayan. As soon as they see, like we say Hare Krishna, right? When we see Hare Krishna. So we remember the Lord. But they, when they see the other person, they chant Namo Narayan. Oh, you're Narayan. No, please accept my obeisance. And the other person also says Namo Narayan. You also Narayan. Because both are sannyasis. So that's bogus. That's stupidity. Never ever a living entity can become Narayan. Never. Living entity is chutku, small. And Narayan or Vishnu or Krishna is Vibhu. They are like ocean. And they are Sindhu. And we are like Bindu. We are very, very small. A Bindu can never become Sindhu. Even in practical sense if we analyze. So that's what is given here. And the next thing. Without purification of heart, sannyas is simply a disturbance to social order. Just imagine if the heart is not purified and the person takes sannyas, he just gives up, his responsibilities, his prescribed duties, what will happen? He'll just be there in the society creating havoc. He might be dressed, as a sannyasi, but then his activities will not be that of a sannyasi. And that is the reason now we find, in this age of Kali Yuga, so many vilasis in the dress of sannyasis. Yes. So that's what Prabhupada is very, very clear about. And finally, the fifth one, he says, if someone takes to the transcendental service of the Lord, even without discharging his prescribed duties, whatever he may be able to advance in the cause is accepted by the Lord, Buddhi Yoga. Can I tell you something? Now, if we analyze our own nature and our work, do I belong to Brahmana class? Do I belong to Kshatriya class? Do I belong to Vaishya class? Do I belong to Shudra class? We will find that our nature is mix of everything. Mix of everything. So now, which activity should I do to purify myself? Because of the degradation of culture, because of so many factors, the person's nature is not pure now. Now, we cannot say that this person is a Brahmana, this person is a Kshatriya, this person is a Vaishya, this person is a Shudra. We cannot tell that. It's all mixed. It's all contaminated. Then how to understand that which nature I belong to and which class I belong to and how can I purify myself? Very difficult. So, when it comes to Karma Yoga, we cannot take up Karma Yoga. We cannot prescribe duties to purify ourselves, then go to Jnana Yoga, then attain perfection. This particular thing is gone from our list. We cannot do this. The only thing that remains for us is Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga can be practiced by anyone. Any caste, any creed, any gender, any age, anyone can do it. And that's what is given here. That if anyone takes to Bhakti Yoga, that is service of the Lord, transcendental service to the Lord, what happens? That even if that person is not discharging his prescribed duties, so here Prabhupada is talking about all of us. That's why Prabhupada's purports are very practical. He says, whatever he may be able to advance in the cause is accepted by the Lord. Svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayato mahato bhayat. We quoted the shloka in the previous video also. Neha bikrama nashosti pratyavayo na vidyate svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayato mahato bhayat. So just by practicing bhakti, forget about prescribed duties, forget about which class I belong to, what should I do, etc. Forget about all that. Just by doing bhakti yoga, a person can attain something which a jnana yogi can also not attain. A jnana yogi might try his best to come to a certain stage and a bhakti yogi will just go ahead. Just imagine, it's like a person is on bicycle, he's going, he's trying his best. He's like paddling and then he's moving ahead. And a person on the bike, he just looks at the bicycle and then ta-ta and then he just leaves. So jnana yogis are like the ones who are on cycle, trying their best, hard work, so much of hard work. And here, the person on bike, it's like Krishna is driving the bike and the bhakti yogi is sitting behind and he's just saying, ta-ta, you do your work, I'm going. So this is what is bhakti yoga. This is the glory of bhakti yoga. That is the reason, without thinking twice, which yoga should I go for? Karma yoga, jnana yoga, ashtanga yoga, forget about all that. We cannot do anything. We don't know which class we belong to. Yes. Forget about all that. The only thing that we can do in the age of Kali Yuga is bhakti yoga. And that is by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now here, Krishna is going to give more clarification on, can I just stop working? Okay, if suppose someone wants to just stop working in a premature stage, can I do it? Is it possible or not? And if not, then why? All this discussion we will see in the next shloka, in the next video. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.